It is 35 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me here in the studio is Emma. How are you doing?
Just fantastic, Cliff. Thank you so much for having me here this morning on K-Home.
I will let you pronounce your last name.
I am blessed with a lovely, complicated Irish last name, Bracon. I won't even try and spell it for you this morning.
It sounds more simple.
Yeah.
Bracon.
Yeah. Yeah, if I were in Ireland, I would have been allowed to spell it in a couple of different ways. Unfortunately, my family chose the most complicated Irish spelling of a very complicated Irish name. I don't know why, but maybe that sort of led me into my passion for literacy, having to spell and pronounce my name for everybody all day long since I was a little tot.
Nice segue.
I try.
That was very good. So are you the executive director of Humboldt Literacy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I got that right. And the 10th annual, I can't believe it's the 10th, trivia challenge is coming up.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, our main annual fundraiser is this great trivia competition out at Cherry Heights Casino. We get really great support from the hospitality folks at Cherry Heights. And this is, yeah, I can't believe it either. Our 10th year, our 10th annual Great Humboldt Trivia Challenge. It's our main and our only real fundraiser for the year. It's a fabulous time. I always say it's a little something for everyone because, of course, we've got the trivia games and our players are very serious about their trivia and about the competition, and that's great. But we've also got this delicious buffet dinner, and
yes,
we've got a literary-themed costume contest, so you can come out dressed up as your favorite author or character. And we've got a really fabulous silent auction where you can bid and probably get some ridiculous deals on great local services and arts and restaurants and stuff.
Fantastic. Now, for those who've never seen it before, explain how this competition works.
Well, we got a bunch of teams that pre-register to play. You actually have to have your act a little bit together and make a team. It helps if you want to give your team a cute name and even a theme. You can even dress up. It's not a requirement, but it makes it more fun. By the way, there is a whole lot more information about all of this at our website, humlit.org. So you are welcome to go there and follow up and get all the details, or call me and get more details. But we've got several teams of three players. So if you think that you are pretty smart, you can actually get in touch with us and register your team to play and put your heads against some really great folks from all around town. We've got a whole lot of folks from local media, from local newspapers and radio, lots of representation from Lost Coast Communications.
Yeah.
So you can, battle your wits with some pretty smart people.
Now, Team K-Hum has actually won the thing a few times, and we've won it. I think we've come in second and third. I think we've done it all.
You have done it all because you've also emceed it.
This is
true. With Amy, for how many years?
Amy and I have done it many years, and this year it's going to be emceed by the Lost Coast Outpost's Andrew Goff.
So, still carrying the LCCI torch.
And he, of course, will be famous, or maybe more infamous, for his portrayal
He is loved and hated for winning the costume contest without actually donning a costume
right.
A few years ago. basically... we were,
it was like Jack Kerouac on the road, I think is what it
yes.
was, right?
Well, basically, his friends told him, get up there, do it. He is game for many things, so Andrew said, okay. He went up there. You asked him, and who are you dressed up as? And I believe, as I saw it, he may have thought for a second and then said, Jack Kerouac. And the whole room went wild.
Oh, yeah.
And he won. And that's why now we do judges as well as crowd feedback in picking the winner of the costume contest.
That's right. Yeah, there were some people who were miffed. They'd spent a lot of time making their costumes.
And yeah, Andrew, some people put some thought into this before they show up.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so yes, there were a couple people who had worked very hard on their costumes and are still talking about it.
To this day.
To this day, when I see them.
Wow. Now you can tell them that he's actually going to be your MC.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which I believe pretty much bars him from competition, which is probably better for everybody.
Probably a good idea. So the way the competition works is there's many different categories dealing with literature, and there's like lots of different kinds of literature. There's the popular literature. There's a little more obscure literature. There's
Well, we work very hard to really cover a lot of different bases and categories with our questions. We want to cover a lot of different bases of knowledge. So if you were to be putting together a team, you might want to find, for instance, your friend who's a history buff and your friend who knows everything about Hollywood, and you know, maybe you're a sports genius. But we try and really cover all the bases. We put a lot of care into how we phrase the questions to try and elicit the right answer. We put a lot of care into keeping our questions confidential before the games. This is a fundraiser and it's fun, but we know our trivia players are at least as serious as our costume contest contestants.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do it right. So we're trying to give you quality questions with a broad spectrum of topics. And
because there are people who are really smart on classical literature. There's some people who are really smart on pop culture. There's some people who are really smart on sports, on local trivia. And there's all those different things fall into play.
Yes. And because it is Humble Literacy Project's 30th anniversary, in addition to being the 10th anniversary of the Trivia Challenge, we got all excited and we introduced, we are at this moment introducing publicly for the very first time, so you're hearing it here first, you can get a leg up. We've got a new category within our questions this year.
Yeah.
That category is going to be called 1985. As that is our anniversary year. So start thinking about all things 1985 if you want to leg up on the competition. You're hearing it right now for the first time. This is it.
1985. That would be Cliff and Amy's first wedding anniversary.
Oh.
1985.
Oh, that is adorable.
That could be a trivia question.
If you were still the MCs, there I would make it so. And of course, we have all these questions, but they are drawn at random. So it is entirely possible that my board and my question committee members sat around creating all of these wonderful 1985 questions. It is possible not one of them would be drawn that night. We just don't know. That's the excitement of the game.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Is there still time for people to create teams?
Yes. We've got about a month between now and the games. Have we said it's April 12th? It's April 12th.
April 12th.
You've got time. Call your smart friends or your friends who think they're smart and get it together. Make a team. There is a registration charge. It is $300 is the early bird registration. $350 is regular registration. So you can still get in under the line, save a little bit of money. And because that is a good chunk of money for most of us normal folks, some teams do choose to do their own fundraising, get a local business to sponsor them and get their name into our program and things like that. So there are a lot of ways to go about it.
So teams can be formed of just random friends. They're often businesses, coworkers come together and said, I think we're going to put together a team.
Yes.
It can be really whatever you want, family members, whatever.
Yes. It can be a stranger you met on the bus if it's a smart-looking stranger and if you have registered and paid in advance.
That's the way to do it. And the way to do it, again, is to have people who have their expertise in various different areas. Because if everyone's kind of smart on the same page,
you'll be hating yourselves by the end of the night if you've all got the same expertise. No, spread it out, diversify.
Spread it out. Yeah, you need like a sports expert. You need a literature expert. You need an expert on pop culture. You need experts
history.
In lots of history. Yeah, you need. Lots.
Geography.
And an expert this year on 1985.
Yes, which I personally am, but I know not everybody else is.
I'm sure you have become an expert since this category was created.
Oh, I think it's more about when I was born.
You weren't born in 85, were you?
No. I was born in, and that's why I remember 1985 so very well.
Yeah, that's a ticket. Alrighty. So if someone listening said, you know what, I want to create a team, what do they do?
They go to humlit.org or they call me at 445-3655. And either I or the website will take you the rest of the way to get you registered and see you on April 12th at Cherry Heights Casino.
Fantastic. And folks can also just come and watch the thing as well. You can be a spectator.
Absolutely. The spectators have a lot of fun. You still get to have that delicious buffet dinner. There's a lot less pressure on you. And audience members, if you're feeling smart and you think you know the answer to the question that these teams, the serious guys, are cracking their skulls over, you can bid. If you think you know the answer, you can submit an answer and bid in a 50-50 raffle.
Nice.
If you're feeling smart. So really, there's a lot of different ways to participate.
And it's a lot of fun. It takes place at Cherry Heights Casino. Give the date and time again.
It is April 12th, and the doors open at 5:30, dinner's at 6, game's at 7. We are going to be wrapping up around 9:30, even though we are making a point this year of getting more trivia into trivia. We're working on fitting in more questions into the game without extending the runtime, because on Sunday night, a certain amount of us people, we like to get home at a reasonable hour and start our week off, right? Mm-hmm. And Cliff, I had to say, we're talking about all the fun and all of the great times that we're going to have on the 12th, which is fantastic. You're also, when you're participating in the Trivia Challenge, you get to do a lot of good because you are supporting literacy education. And in the United States, we have a population of about 15% of our adults who are functionally illiterate.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's also amazing that 85% of us are not illiterate. So it's a pretty big deal that we get to help them.
Fantastic. Emma, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff. It's always a joy.